of Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we're back at the old stand on the Paracast. A little bit later, we'll be talking with conspiracy theorist, expert, parapolitical expert, Kenneth Thomas. But the thing that will be more interesting here, and I'll ask him about this, I'll give you a little bit of preview. There's a story that came out this week where they interviewed RFK Jr. Now, he's a liberal activist. He also does a talk show on the weekends. And he revealed that his dad never believed the Warren Commission report that a lone gunman was responsible for killing JFK. So that's an interesting development, kind of vindicating, I think, the theories that a conspiracy was involved here. So we'll get into that later. Wanted to bring up that guest we had 2 weeks ago, Werner Bock. Okay? And I got a call from somebody, I won't mention his name, who claimed to be someone who had investigated Bock from one time or another. And I started talking with him, and I tried to get him to explain a few things, because I'm not the kind of person who lives down the farm. I know nothing about it. And there are obviously a lot of things that I'm ignorant about. You know, in fact, some people say, Gene, you are a professor of ignorance. I'll go for that. You know, I'll agree to that. So I start the conversation running, and then he starts yelling four-letter words, and he hangs up. So that's the end of that guy. Then I got an email from one of our regular listeners who says, and I have to check it out, I think part of it seems to at least be correct, and maybe all correct, that Bock is a regular call-in to a radio show that caters to people who have anti-Zionist or anti-Jewish beliefs. Now, I hate to say that about anybody, but if that's what Bock believes, we don't talk about him anymore. He's history. Chris?
Well, it's news to me, Gene. That never came up in any of my conversations with him. You know, some people, when they get into really difficult circumstances in their lives, they tend to strike out at convenient targets, and that might be the case with Werner. I think paranoia and suspicion kind of breed more paranoia and more suspicion, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I can understand the frustrations. I hate to see it directed towards any particular religion or race or anything like that, because that's so unproductive and so unfortunate, but I could see the paranoia. I mean, in a sense, I don't like the guy for having that kind of attitude, but I understand his frustration that things so bad are happening to him. He's living all alone up there. He doesn't have a family to call on. He doesn't seem to have any friends. And, you know, if I lived a way like that, if I didn't have my wife here each day and all the people that I contact online, and I don't really go out all that much except to do errands, I think I'd be pretty crazy. In fact, I probably am pretty crazy, but that would make it worse.
Well, you know, I really feel for the guy. I really think that he has some major issues that he's dealing with, and, you know, he badgered me to get him on the show, and, you know, we did, as you know, we kept putting it off for good reason. I was really on the fence about him. You know, I really do feel he's going through, you know, some very difficult times and has been going through these problems for quite some time. And he did convince me finally that, you know, his story deserves some attention. And, you know, this latest bit of news is, it doesn't surprise me. I think we're living in times where we need straw men and you know, targets out there. Some of us, you know, who are maybe paranoid or in a place of fear. And, you know, Werner's very German. He, you know, grew up in Germany and was surrounded by a lot of anti-Semitic thinking, and it was kind of steeped in him probably as a child. And it doesn't surprise me that it should rear its ugly head later on in his life when he feels he's being victimized by forces unseen or unknown. So, you know, I'm glad we were able to at least get him on the show and let him try to explain to our audience in his very kind of hackneyed way his story. You know, it's interesting. The whole cattle mutilation subject is, for some reason, it's coming back in vogue. I've had two calls today, just coincidentally, from production companies doing shows that will cover that subject. And I find it intriguing that this whole subject is, after a bit of a hiatus, I think, in the public eye, is now starting to rear its mysterious head. And to get two calls in one day about that subject is I think noteworthy.
Now, when it comes to new books and the subject, you're working on something.
I am. I'm working on a book that I tabled back in 99 after I got 23 rejection letters from publishers who were just scared to death of touching the subject. And I've dusted off the research, which I've been slowly kind of, you know, working with and compiling more and more research over the past 13 years. And I've decided to finally come out with what I would hope to be considered the definitive look in an objective way at that particular mystery, the unexplained livestock death phenomenon. And it's not only going to be about that. It's also going to have a lot of information about humans' relationship with cattle and how cattle, you know, have played a very big part in civilization and the detrimental aspect of beef protein, you know, being raised and ravaging the land. It's the largest detrimental force on the planet besides humans. So I have signed a book deal, and I will be coming out in the fall with another stalking book. The working title is Stalking the Herd.
Oh, wow. No, that'd be fascinating. Of course, the solution to cattle mutilations is for all of us to become vegans.
Yeah, potentially. Beef is just one, you know, one part of the meat eating equation. So, yeah, that would help. But, hey, if you weighed all the humans on the planet and weighed all the cattle would vastly outweigh us. So, and they take up a quarter of the landmass on the planet and the largest source of freshwater pollution, the largest source of the creation of deserts. And the list goes on and on and on about how detrimental cattle are to the environment. And marbled beef is, you know, the amount of grain that we feed cattle would feed the entire planet. We'd have no starving people on the planet. So it is a closet subject, and I do plan to bring all this type of information in, throw it into the mix, and look at the cattle mutilation phenomenon as objectively as possible.
Are you going to focus any on the paranormal aspect? Do you believe personally that a lot of it is paranormal or that it's just human intervention of some sort?
I think a vast majority of cases that are reported as mutilations are misidentified scavenger action. I think there are maybe 10% would be, you know, kind of my ballpark guess. 10% of cases that are reported as high strains are actually mutilations. The other 80-90% have prosaic and mundane explanations.
Kind of like UFOs, where, 90 or 95% of all UFO sightings have some sort of conventional explanation, but we have that core 5 or 10% that are unknown. These are the things we have to figure out. These are the things we have to identify.
Exactly.
Well, I look forward again to the book, and I hope you'll let me see the manuscript ahead of time.
Yeah.
Give you my feedback.
Yeah, I bet. Okay.
Right. You're getting free editing services. This is something that you'd have to pay for.
Right. Careful what you wish for, Gene.
I will. Of course, we're also working on that book, The Best of Caveat Emptor, which is the publication I did for a number of years with Geneva Hagen. I don't know if it's going to be called Best of. Best of doesn't do very well, but we have all these great interviews with Ray Palmer, Richard Shaver, Curtis and Mary Fuller, people who do not get interviewed, never got interviewed that much during their lifetimes. And that's going to be fascinating. Lots of material from 22 issues that we're going to put together. How the book will be set up and distributed, I have no idea. I do have an idea that we're going to focus on the man himself, the conspiracy theory expert who has been on the Paracast every so often to tell us the latest, the greatest, the most mysterious. Why do we always suspect that things aren't what they seem, which is what conspiracies are all about? Ken Thomas coming up with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by the conspiracy theorist of the ages, Ken Thomas. Is that an introduction or is that an introduction?
God, can I live up to it? Ooh.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just spent the last 20 minutes trying to get his connection to work under Skype, and the powers that be would not allow it. They would not allow his speakers to work, so basically we could hear him, and he couldn't hear us, which might be good because he can do a monologue that way.
Right, right. But if that isn't a conspiracy, then there isn't one. They're trying to keep me from getting the word out.
Well, I don't know. Why do we care, Ken, about conspiracies? Why don't we believe anyone anymore? You look at Congress, for example, and they get very low ratings, you know, like 10-15%. We hate the Republicans more than the Democrats, but that's not by much. We don't believe what anybody says. It's not like the 1950s. You know, in the 1950s, we believed the authorities. Today, we don't. What happened?
The Kennedy assassination.
That was it, huh?
Yeah, well, in modern times, I guess that's, you know, if you wanted to track down to a particular historical moment. But, I mean, that it seems to me, why don't we trust anybody? Because they're all liars. They're liars and thieves and politicians.
How do you really feel, Ken?
Well, I mean, I don't really say that in anger. I just say that as kind of a description of the way I might describe it.
No, it's very matter of fact. I couldn't agree more.
Right, but it's the Kennedy assassination that kind of puts the lie to the whole bureaucratic process. You know, I mean, I bring this up in my lectures that if, for one thing, even the government did not believe the lone nut theory, that Oswald acted alone, that changed in 1977. They concluded, the House Committee on Assassinations concluded, that Kennedy died as a result of a conspiracy. They turned those findings over to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department dropped it. No public outcry because of a synchronistic coincidence in newspapers around the country that buried that story back in the back pages. So even today, nobody realizes, and people think that there's a choice between the Warren Commission and the conspiracy nuts. But actually, the view of the government itself is that there was a conspiracy, and we haven't really investigated it, so we don't really know what's going on, and on and on.
You know, I remember this story. I remember being surprised that nobody ever followed it up. And now let's talk about a story that came out, a week or two ago, where Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of the late senator and presidential candidate and the brother of JFK, said that his father, you heard the story, right? His father never believed the Warren Commission report on the murder of JFK. All these years, he never revealed this.
Right, yeah, and it's like just now he's beginning to suspect that maybe there was something wrong there. After 50 years, you know, I mean, we are in the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination this year.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken. Isn't it also true that some of the evidence was withheld for 50 years, or is it now 100 years?
You mean officially withheld, that you can't get access to evidence because it's been legally sealed? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, remember, after Oliver Stone's movie in 92, there was the Assassination Materials Review Board that supposedly was going to open up doors for all of that. But no, you are exactly right. There's still many, many files and archives that were exempted from that process. So, no, we don't have a complete picture of it yet.
Yeah, I just read something recently online. Some guy came forward, like a bag man for the mob, who was involved with Giancana and Roselli and nefarious characters like that. And he claimed that he was flown to Dallas and was actually up on the grassy knoll. And he, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the shooters actually hid in one of the railroad boxcars while the actual sweep was going around by the Secret Service. Are you familiar with this guy?
Well, I'm not quite sure if I know that guy, but I mean, it's certainly true that it's famous that the three tramps in the rail yard behind the grassy knoll were walked off by the cops. So there were people in the rail yard there. You're saying that one was left behind, I guess?
They actually hid in, this source came forward, and another guy who I think was one of the shooters actually hid inside the boxcar, and then the train pulled out and they made their escape.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know that story, but
yeah, I'm going to have to send this to you. I got to dig it back up. I found it was a very, very long interview.
Yeah, but it is a matter of history that three, quote, hobos were picked up in the railroad at the grassy knoll. And one of the things I try to point out in my lecture is that there's a lot of photographs of those three, and one of them is the guy who is the central figure of my lectures from the last year, and that is this guy, Fred Crisman. And he supposedly is a grassy knoll shooter, according to Jim Garrison, the only guy who ever did an investigation of the Kennedy assassination.
Right, and of course, Crisman is famous for his involvement in the Maury Island incident just before the Kenneth Arnold sightings back in 1947.
That's exactly right. And for the last couple of years, you know, my current book, my current hard copy book is called JFK and UFO. and it revisits the whole Maury Island issue. And I go into Christmas history and his connection there in 1947 with the Maury Island case, and then again in 1963. And I try to make this point time and again that Crisman is a figure who is so connected up to both of these things in so many coincidental ways, it kind of makes you start thinking about what are coincidences all about and what are synchronicities all about.
Right.
And why is it that Crisman is so tied up? I started this process when I realized I went up on Kim Arnold's website. Have you ever talked to Kim Arnold, Kenneth Arnold's daughter?
We haven't, but no. Tim Beckley has been saying we must and we should and we probably will.
Right. She it'll be a lucky thing if you do it, because she rarely makes appearances. But she does have a website, and on this website she has the little card that she found in Ken Arnold's wallet that lists all the Lincoln Kennedy coincidences. Right, those are really famous. You know, Kennedy
right,
was
of course.
In a Lincoln.
Right, and we should explain before we go on.
You know,
Ken, Kim Arnold is the daughter of Kenneth Arnold, the guy, of course, who saw the 9 disc-shaped objects over Mount Rainier in 1947, which was the beginning of the UFO mystery, also involved in the Maury Island episode, which you and I, Ken and Chris, have discussed. We also had Kurt Southerly, who had done some investigations of that over the years, and he was a guest on the PowerCast not so long ago. So that's the background. Let's go back to Kim Arnold and this business card.
Okay. Well, and in my lectures, another thing that I do, he did not... Kenneth Arnold did not autograph a copy of his book, The Coming of the Saucers, which actually came out in 1952, but he didn't autograph a copy for his daughter until November 22nd, 1973, 10 years after the assassination. And again, he carried around the Lincoln Kennedy coincidences cards. Kenneth Arnold was heavily into this idea of synchronicity and coincidences. It's something that, you know, most people don't really understand about him. And Kim Arnold doesn't really seem to understand the full notion of what these coincidences are about. Because what is the big coincidence here? That Fred Crisman, who's considered one of the people who recovered the flag at Maury Island, is also the guy who is considered to be the Grassy Knoll shooter. And the people who think of that are not necessarily armchair conspiracy people with nutty conspiracy theories.
That's the point where we have to stop and do our break. We have Ken okay. Thomas of Steam Shovel Press, and we're going to shovel a lot of stuff there to try to find out where the facts are. Clean up all the debris and the dirt. With Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I'm the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Kenneth Thomas, the conspiracy theory expert, and we're talking about the various conspiracies regarding UFOs, Maury Island, and the Kennedy assassination. This connection gets freaky. Please continue.
Well, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Well, like I said, Kim Arnold, and I don't want to give Kim Arnold's story. She gives it much better than I do, and she does, you know, make appearances at UFO conferences. But she does talk about how her father was very much interested in this idea of coincidences and synchronicities. But what she doesn't seem to understand is that the biggest coincidence connecting Arnold to the Kennedy assassination is Fred Crisman. Fred Crisman, who was the chief suspect as the Grassy Knoll shooter to Jim Garrison, who prosecuted a New Orleans socialite named Clay Shaw in 1968. And he's the subject of the Oliver Stone movie in 1992. But Crisman's name doesn't come up in the movie, and even diehard Kennedy JFK assassination buffs don't seem to understand how important Crisman was to Garrison's case. But he was. And in fact, Garrison went on the Johnny Carson show with photographs of the three tramps that we were talking about earlier. And if you see my lectures or get one of my books, you will see that one of these tramps is clearly Fred Crisman. And Garrison is on the Tonight Show. He's holding it up, and he's just about ready to name who he thinks the shooter is, and Johnny Carson cuts him off. I have the audio of this show. This is one of the shows that wasn't saved, of course, one of Johnny Carson shows that wasn't saved, but I do have the audio portion of it. And they do, Oliver Stone recreated it with John LaRoquette as Johnny Carson in the JFK movie, but only in the home release version. Only in that edit can you see this take place. So Crisman's name doesn't really even come up in Oliver Stone's movie. So there are all these interconnecting, those things connect Maury Island and JFK. And then we have a whole other line of research. You remember an old television show called The Invaders with Roy Thinnes?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. I had the great privilege once of sitting down in Roswell, New Mexico with Roy Thinnes and watching old episodes of The Invaders. But Fred Crisman made the claim that The Invaders was based on his life. Okay? Now, you could, you know, if you want, you can do this for any number of people in our community, people that I know, say, well, he's a crazy conspiracy guy trying to inject himself into these various scenarios, into Maury Island and so forth. Although he never made the claim that he was the Grassy Knoll shooter. Other people make that claim about him. He's denied it. But in the course of research for the JFK and UFO, I discovered that, do you remember who produced the Invaders?
Do I remember who produced the Invaders?
The
I do not offhand.
Company.
I mean, I can go to IMDb and check, but I'm not going
you'll find,
to.
What you'll find out is that it's a Quinn Martin production, and I bet you remember that now.
Oh, yeah.
The Fugitive.
Quinn Martin production, which also produced The Fugitive and also did a show called The FBI.
Right.
Now, what we know now.
The Streets of San Francisco.
In the Streets of San Francisco, right. But the point about the FBI is that we know for certain now, as a matter of historical record, that Mark Felt was a script consultant to the FBI. Do you know who Mark Felt is?
Deep Throat.
He's Deep Throat. Deep Throat. He's been identified as Woodward and Bernstein's connection. He's an FBI guy. And his other role in history, which is documented by the paperwork on this, is that he hired Fred Crisman for a job at the Hanford Nuclear Reactor in the Pacific Northwest.
Doing what?
good question.
That's a good question. That I'm not sure. I was some kind of technician. I don't know. Maybe it's a custodian. But the point is, when he says that he feels like he's connected to the Invaders, you know, there is a historical trail that also suggests the same thing. Now, what I've been doing lately with my lectures is, my current book is called Popular Parapolitics, and what I'm trying to examine is this interconnection between the intelligence agency, conspiracy research, and popular culture. And this is one big example. Another one is some episodes of Route 66 that also have all of these coincidental connections to the Kennedy assassination. There are episodes of Route 66 that open in the Fort Worth airport, where one of the guys gets a job at the Trademark where Kennedy was going to go. And in the course of the show, they talk to Earl Cabell, whose brother Charles had been fired by Kennedy over the Bay of Pigs, and who himself redirected the motorcade route so that Kennedy drove down Elm Street to be shot. So all those coincidental connections in an episode of Route 66 that actually aired in 1962, a year before the assassination.
This is interesting here because Route 66 is a show from the 60s, and was theoretically about just a couple of young guys traveling in their car over Route 66 and getting into different adventures.
Well, it's Kerouac and Cassidy, basically, on the road.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we have it, you know, and so the suggestion is, you know, you get into this idea of coincidences and synchronicity. Is it just that, or did they work out the plans for the Kennedy assassination in television scripts? There's another episode of Route 66 that actually has Tuesday Weld in it, and they drive past Dallas into a town called Kilkenny. And there are any number of other coincidences. I could list them, but one of the supporting pieces of research we have are photographs of George Maharis. George Maharis played the Neil Cassidy figure, his brother partying with Jack Ruby at the Carousel Club.
Okay.
Again, an episode from 1962 with all these coincidental nods to the Kennedy assassination a year before he was killed. So, and there's even a third episode of Route 66 that should have been broadcast when Kennedy was shot, but it was pulled because he was shot. In it, the Martin Milner character stops a political assassination in Canada that's being conducted by his doppelganger, his twin. And this dovetails into all this research about the second Oswald and Oswald's double. So all of this stuff, you know, which seems like esoteric stuff for, you know, the assassination heads out there, but here it is playing out in you know, the major media of the time in the
life imitating art. It's like the Lone Gunman episode that had the plane about ready to crash into the World Trade Center.
Right. And you know what? Another interesting thing about that episode of The Lone Gunman is that that plane is being guided remotely by something called the Octopus Chip.
Right.
Yeah, which is a playoff of my earlier book, The Octopus, which was about the Promise software, which is a very real
Danny
software that was during Vietnam.
Okay, just want to stop and say something here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the last film I can find for George Maharis is one called Doppelganger from 1993, speaking of doppelgangers.
Oh, my God, how wild is that? Well, you know, what's interesting about this, I just got back from Los Angeles where I did did this talk. Actually, I did the talk twice because so many people showed up. And my dear friend Skylar Alfgren set this thing up, and she was looking for places for me to do it. And she found a place. The place that she finally decided on, the guy there who was the connection for her, his name was Chrisman. So, you know, it's like the more you look at it, the more these coincidences start building up. We really begin to wonder about coincidences. And actually, there's a science to it and a history to it. Arthur Koestler actually wrote a book called The Roots of Coincidences in like 1972. And while in the process of doing research, he started having all these strange coincidences happening to him, too.
Yeah. So, Ken, every so often we see a news story where somebody resurrects the the theory that somehow the Kennedy assassination had something to do with UFOs and some sort of secret knowledge that the government was holding concerning UFOs. Where do you come down on that? I've never really seen anything impressive enough for me to really entertain that. But you're the expert. What do you think?
Before he gives his answer, he cannot give his answer until I tell you this. Ken Thomas is joining. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
You know, Chris has this great sense of timing. He knows we're about at the point of a break with the show to split for some business. And then he asks a very interesting question of our guest, who is Ken Thomas, the para-political guy who specializes in conspiracy theories of all kinds. And we're talking about JFK, the assassination, UFOs, and all sorts of stuff, even the Route 66 TV show, and a movie called Doppelganger. And I think I've given up on this. Ken?
Kind of hard to follow after all that. You know, the broad stroke picture, the broad stroke question is, what does JFK have to do with UFOs? And again, the answer is Fred Crisman. Fred Crisman, and I'm sorry I raced forward on a lot of this stuff because I've been lecturing on Maury Island for a couple of years. So I just assume a level of knowledge actually that most people don't have. So let's just talk about the Maury Island incident, which happened like 3 days prior to Kenneth Arnold's famous incident in which these saucers came down over the harbor in Puget Sound there and released some kind of a substance onto the ship. One of the saucers wobbled, then it was touched by another one of the saucers and it straightened up and it took off. And there are two witnesses to this event. One of them is this guy, Harold Dahl. And by the way, one of the three tramps in, that were arrested in Dealey Plaza, his name was Harold Doyle, which if you say that with a Texas accent. But anyway, the other was this guy, Fred Crisman. And it was Crisman who collected the samples that had been jettisoned by the flying saucers, loaded and put it all in a Kellogg's cornflakes box, and gave it to some Air Force investigators who came out after Kenneth Arnold, who had been hired to investigate after he was finished, didn't know what to do with it, turned it over to the Air Force guys. They got on a B-25. They were going to take it off to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and their plane crashed, and they were killed. And that's where that story ends, even though there's still a debris site, a crash site in Kelso, Washington, that has not been excavated nearly as much as it should be, because people do not understand this history. You know, if people understood the connection between that UFO event and the Kennedy assassination, there would be a much larger hue and cry to excavate there and to, you know, recover the flag, find out whatever the heck happened.
Yeah, the show UFO Hunters, Ken, that was their first pilot episode. They went looking for that, and they actually found what they thought were pieces of that crashed bomber.
Right. It was who was the investigator?
Bill Burns.
Bill Burns, yeah. I've talked to Bill about this. I've been on Bill's show, and we've talked a little bit about this. But he agrees with me. There's a lot more that can be done. They were able to get some things. They were inhibited, but it's never been fully excavated.
You know, back to the slag that was supposedly dropped by the UFO. You know, of course,
okay, sure.
Arnold sent some of that material to Ray Palmer. Right. And we talked to Ray Palmer's son, Raymond B. Palmer, just a couple of weeks back on the Paracast, and he said he still has a couple of pieces lying around.
See, how did I analyze?
I don't recall any definitive analysis that indicated anything being strange.
Yeah,
it's also part of the problem.
The size of about a coin.
Well, right. Well, you don't want to get too sidetracked from the major issue, and that is that Davidson and Brown died in that crash, and that was the end of the UFO investigation. One way or another, something stopped the investigation, whatever it was. You know, I mean, I would love to get this debris from Ray Palmer Jr. I'd love to excavate. I would love to look at more, and, you know, let's think about it. But the point is that somebody there, Fred Grisman, who gave Davidson and Brown the Kellogg's cornflakes box with the stuff in it, sabotaged the Air Force investigation of the UFO incident. That's where it ended. And the original question that we were dealing with here is, what's that got to do with JFK? And just to underscore an obvious question, Fred Grisman is the man that Jim Garrison thought was the Grassy Knoll shooter in a failed investigation in 1968. This was also the conclusion that there was a conspiracy. It was proven for Garrison, even though Garrison's case against his main guy, Clay Shaw, didn't work out. In 1977, it was the same conclusion that the U.S. government came to, that there was a conspiracy in the case of the Kennedy assassination. So if all things were as they should be, then we would have authentic investigation of what happened, of the assassination, and also of the Maury Island UFO thing.
Now, the Maury Island UFO thing is officially listed as something conventional or a hoax. And, of course, Edward Ruppelt, who was head of Project Blue Book, called it a hoax. So this is not saying that it was a hoax. But I'm trying to put the two things together here. We have Maury Island, for whatever reason, involving this guy Chrisman. We have the investigation of the Kennedy assassination, once again, possibly involving Chrisman, at least according to Jim Garrison. But I'm not seeing the connection with the events. I'm seeing the connection with the person. This guy may have been involved in both, in one case as a witness, in the other case as maybe one of the participants. But where
what
do
the
UFOs
odds,
get
Dean?
Into this?
Well, you've missed my point, then. My point is, again, Crisman is the guy who loaded up the Kellogg's cornflakes box. He's the guy who sabotaged the plane. He's probably the guy responsible for the deaths of Davidson and Brown. But
okay,
that is a coup. That is a resume build. My only point is that the Crisman seems to be a hitman involved in both Maury Island UFO and in the Kennedy assassination.
Okay, so the point is here is that UFOs, it's not because they thought UFOs are real or have a mystery involved there. It's because this guy is a hitman, and for whatever reason, intelligence reasons, whatever, he was involved in the deaths of these people in that plane crash at Maury Island, and also involved in the Kennedy assassination. But there's no paranormal aspect to it, is there?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, since the Air Force investigation was cut short, we don't really know, do we? But why? You know, why? When you got a couple Air Force investigators coming out, that, you know, this is a hoax, and they could clearly could, you know, bust it open wide just by letting these guys complete the trip to Wright Pat and analyze this stuff as slag. Why did they kill them? It could have been just an accident, you know. But it was more likely that the covert world was trying to keep a lid on whatever was going on with the UFO situation at the time. And I don't like to characterize it. You know, I don't really know for sure what it is. It could be a cover-up of an alien invasion. Could be.
Or it could have been a cover-up of secret weapons testing, Ken, because a lot of the sightings in those days may have involved test aircraft. And certainly there'd be a valid intelligence reason not to let that get out.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But the reason we don't know it is because the people who investigated it were killed.
There's been some speculation. Joe Farrell is one that comes to mind, that possibly the objects that Arnold saw could have been Horton Brothers prototypes, some sort of Horton Brothers flying wing type aircraft.
Well, they were chevrons, not saucers, right?
Right.
Yeah, according to law. Yeah. Well, I mean, they could be anything. It's also an interesting idea that the wobbling craft in the Maury Island case, eventually the repair didn't take, and eventually it crashed in Roswell.
Oh,
but all I have.
That, I've never heard that. That's an interesting idea, though, because the time frame is within a month.
Yeah. So, that happened in July,
I mentioned this to you before, but my dad was a Coast Guard seaman in Puget Sound in the mid 40s, and he told the family on a couple of occasions that they had just gotten radar units for their Coast Guard cutter. I think this would have been 46, and they witnessed objects traveling in excess of 10,000 miles an hour, and they appeared to be coming in and out of the Straits of Juan de Fuca, and, at the northern end of Puget Sound. Of course, later on, when I tried to get him to verify the story, he totally went into denial and said, "I never told you that." I said, "You did, not only once, but twice."
And this happened in the late 40s. Right?
Pardon me?
This happened in the late 40s, right?
He was in the Coast Guard 46, 47, 48.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Kenneth Arnold was up there actually looking for the crash of a marine transport. He was going after a report.
Right, when he was flying that day, when he saw the crash.
I mean, so there's even a suggestion that maybe that transport went down because of some kind of encounter with UFOs, flying saucers.
And another thing that you mentioned in your book on Maury Island about Fred Crisman is there some indication he may have been involved in the search for Japanese looted gold in the Philippines, if I remember correctly.
Well, if you really want to trace Crisman's history, he first appears. Well, actually, his second appearance in the public scene are in these letters that he wrote to Ray Palmer's Amazing Stories as Pulp magazine.
Okay, we can get into a lot more of this in our next segment. Fred Lee Crisman, Ray Palmer, Kenneth Arnold, the Kennedy assassination. Wow. Ken Thomas joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.